Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Ezekiel 37, 24 and 25. And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they shall all walk, have one shepherd, and they shall all walk in my judgment and observe my statutes and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob, my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt, and they shall dwell therein, even they and their children. We just read this, and their children's children forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Isn't that interesting? Let me give you one more. This is really good. Hosea 3:5. Afterwards shall the children of Israel return, this is the millennium, and shall seek the Lord their God and David their king and fear the Lord and his goodness in the latter days. So it's interesting that there it will be a rewarding reign, the tribulation saints, the New Testament saints, the apostles and David. It will also be a rejoicing reign, that there will be a new covenant, There's so much here. Let me go back to Jeremiah. Jeremiah 31, verses 31 through 34. It's a new covenant. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which by the covenant that they broke. Let's go on. But although I was a husband unto them, saith the Lord. Man, I wish I could talk on that one for a while. But this covenant shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. That after those days, here we go, Jake, part of this. That I will put my law in their inward parts, and I will write it in their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest, say, Lord, for I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. There's not going to be any farmer's market evangelism during the millennium. Amen. There won't be no door-to-door knocking. Because everybody will know the Lord. Does not mean they accept him, but they're going to know him. They're going to know of him, okay? Let's go a little bit far. This is good stuff. Jeremiah 32, 37 through 41. No, Isaiah 37, verses 24 and 25. Wait a minute. Jeremiah 37 through 44. You ought to see my notes up here. No, you don't want to see them. Behold, I will gather them out of all the countries, whether I have driven them in my anger and in my fury and in the great wrath. Is he on the right one? Jeremiah 32, I'm sorry. It's 32, 37. That's on me, Greg. And I'll cause them to dwell safely, and they shall be my people, and I'll be their God. And I will give them one heart and one way, that they may fear me forever for the good of them and of their children after them. Interesting. And I will make an everlasting covenant with them that I will not turn away from them to do them good. And I will put my fear in their hearts, and they shall not depart from me. Yea, I will rejoice over them, do them good. And I will plant them in this land assuredly and with my whole heart and my whole soul. And then Ezekiel, let me give you this one. Ezekiel 36, verses 24. Ooh, this is a good one. Greg, I got it right for you. Ezekiel 36, beginning verse number 24. Jake, pay attention to this. For I will take among you from the heathen and gather you out of all the countries and bring you into your own land. Then I will sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be cleansed from all your filthiness, and from your idols will I cleanse you. And a new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. Isn't that interesting? Only God could do this. We call it the eradication of the sin nature. It ain't happening, but it will happen. He declares that. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgment and do them. We're not doing that now, but one day those people will do it forever. Sinless perfection. The way Adam was before he fell. It'd be just like that. In eternal ages. Where am I supposed to go with this, Greg? Well, I'm asking you. I got the notes up here. Up to 30. Let's keep reading. Verse number 29. Let me go. I will also save you from all your uncleanness, and I will call for the corn and will increase it and lay no famine among you. And I will multiply the fruit of the tree and increase the field, and you receive no more reproach of famine among the heathen. In other words, the people don't come up to worship Christ. He's going to send famine to them. We're reading in Egypt, and all God calls drought. But those who follow him, he's going to bless them. Let's go to verse number 35. And they shall say, this land that was desolate is become like the Garden of Eden. Remember what I told you the way it was before and before Adam fell? They're going to say, hey, this is like the Garden of Eden. Man, you ain't got to get out there with a rotor tiller and pull the weeds up or get the weeds out of there. You know what I'm talking about? Or hoe. Oh, they won't have these hoes pulling out weeds. It's just. And the waste and desolate and ruined cities are become fenced and inhabited. It will be a rejoicing rain. Let me give you a couple. Oh, man. I told you about last week about Jesus' teaching. Jesus is going to teach. And I got to quit. Jesus is going to teach us during the millennium. We're going to sit at his feet. Isaiah 2:3. Isaiah 54:13, Micah 4:1-2. If you want those later, I can give you afterwards. Let me give you one more. I have to be done. Zechariah 8:23. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, that in those days, you got it up there? Yeah, okay. I love this. It shall come to pass. It's going to happen, folk. It shall come to pass that 10 men shall take hold of all the languages of the nations, even take hold of the skirt of him that is a Jew, saying, we will go with you, for we've heard that God is there with you. What a day that's going to be. He's going to rule. He's going to reign. It's going to be a true reign. None of this world's never seen like it before, where the lion will lay down with the calf, the bear with the calf, remember how that goes, and the child will play on the place his hand on the den of a cockatrice, you know, the poison of the aspen thing. No harm will befall us. Can you imagine petting a lion? I wouldn't recommend it today, you know. Yeah, we'll ride one if you want to, you know. Remember, y'all remember Dr. Doolittle? Talk to the animals. I ain't saying. Do you know, y'all really gonna kick me out here, that before the fall, I believe Adam could communicate with the animal world. Are y'all going to throw me out? I didn't say he was Dr. Doolittle, but there's some truth there. God brought all these animals to him, and Adam would look at these, and he knew their characteristics, and he said, this is going to be a monkey. Remember, he named all these animals. He knew those animals. He knew their characteristics. Of course, he didn't speak English, don't give her, but so we would understand. That's a monkey. That's a giraffe. That's a lion. Anyway, I believe there was some communication somehow. Can I still be your pastor and believe that? And during the millennium, this whole world's going to change. Bob talks about it. About the animal life is going to, they're no longer bloodthirsty. Is it not have to quit? When I think of this, I think of Lion King or something. And was it Puma and the warthog? You know, all of a sudden that the lion started looking at him in a different way. You know, he grew up friends or something, and he saw pork chops. And all of a sudden, that lion started chasing that. And that's not going to happen during the millennium. Man, ain't that something? And we just scratched the surface. And I'm still in Revelation chapter 20, and I ain't got through the first 7 verses, and we got 3 weeks of this, and I got to move on. It's exciting. And I didn't even, y'all see my notes, I left. I may finish it up or move on. I don't know. We'll see what we do next week, okay? Our Father, we thank you. Wow. Thank you for what, Lord, we see in your word. But, Lord, we still can't comprehend. Paul went up in the third heaven, and he saw some things that he said it wasn't even lawful for him to speak of. Then he says, eyes have not seen, nor ears have heard what's prepared for us. And, Lord, I can't wait. But, Lord, till you come for us, may we be found faithful serving you. Bless our morning worship. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.